Good evening, Grace.
Good evening, kind sir.
How are things?
Things are thingin'.
We didn't
Things
get
be
any
thingin'.
fights. We didn't get any fights or arguments before the show started. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we're cruising along. I mean, we're good buddies.
Good buddies. You want to start
Yeah.
the show? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's start it up.
All right, Monday night, 7:30. I guess it's time to start it up.
Yep.
Listen up. It's the first show of our second year, and running talk is a guarantee. So let's get the fireworks lit on episode number 53.
I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
What is the most exciting thing that's happened to you today, Grace?
Today,
Yeah.
I mean, it's this podcast. I mean, that is definitely the most interesting thing. I get to hang out with you.
Huh. Good answer. Good answer. You passed the test.
Thank you very much. Yep. How was your
Wow.
weekend?
I love weekends. I love weekends a lot better than work weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that? What did you get to do?
Finally got to run a little bit on Saturday. I did 16 miles, feeling semi normal, which I haven't felt that for like at least 8 weeks. But
Hey.
I'm running, I'm talking about, not like normal.
Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah.
I'm normal.
Yeah, you're abnormal for
Yeah.
the rest of your life. It's fine. We love you the way you are. But it sounds like the running is starting to come back.
Yeah, I'm trying to be patient. It was a good
Yeah.
run, and I felt pretty good normal. It was a wet run, but everything felt good. So yeah, hopefully it's starting to come back. But
Yeah, that's great.
it's amazing how quick you lose stuff.
I
Yeah.
lose things all the time. Yeah,
Yeah.
ask me about my weekend.
Grace, I'm thinking about it. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was the last race of the York Winter Series, so it was race
Did
number
you win?
nine.
Did you win?
I won the company of a few hundred runners. That's
Oh,
what I won. It was a
that's a good
great
answer.
time. Yeah, it was race number nine. This was the a new race added to the series, which is in Hanover, and the folks in Hanover are just so welcoming. So it was a really, really great race. It was a great finish to the winter series, and then I did some fabulous hiking with my good friends Sherry and Rebecca. It was Sherry's birthday, so we went around Lake Williams. It was fun.
Nice. Wasn't a
Yeah.
12-hour jaunt, was it?
Not a 12-hour jaunt, just like an hour and a half, something like that. And then I spent the rest of my time packing for this weekend because I'm headed to conquer the wall. But we'll talk about that at the end.
Wow, that's this coming weekend?
It's this coming weekend. Yeah.
Why did these things come on so fast? You
They
know,
do
like
come on
it's
sometimes.
March, Grace.
Yeah.
It's
It is.
craziness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's the last big race for me of the springtime season. And it's not even spring yet. That's the last big race that I have until fall. So the next thing that I'm going to be doing is looking at what adventures I can have. And you know about cool adventures because it's like, it's not a race, it's not an FKT, but just something that you make up in your head and say, I want to do X challenge, whatever challenge. And so leading into that, we thought we would have Daryl Lehman on. He is coming on to the show to talk about the made up choose your own adventure because he makes his own challenges and they're pretty cool. And we're going to talk about them.
Good. Why don't you bring him on?
Let's
Gosh.
bring on Daryl
Yeah.
and Daryl and his beard.
Yeah, I want at least a good 20 minutes, half hour to talk about just the beard. He doesn't even need to talk.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Daryl.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is weird. I'm used to, I listen to you guys every week, but never live or rarely live. And so this is different sitting here listening and seeing your faces.
And yeah, so,
Eric.
So we do have to point out that he's been a long time fan. He's been a fan since we first got started. He was one of the few people that gave us a lot of good advice, I think, as we were starting to create the idea of the show.
Yeah.
Daryl reached out and he's kind of, especially at the beginning more than now, but he tried to give his feedback whenever he could and how we could tweak to make it better.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Daryl was one of those early people who was like, hey, just so you know, this is a good thing and you should keep doing it. And we're like, okay, cool. Because without any feedback, you're just like, is this okay? Can we still do this? And so we appreciate you engaging quickly, Daryl. And we finally get to have you on the show because you just wrapped up another cool adventure. But I want to go back to the beginning. You, sir, so you kind of run down here in South Central Pennsylvania in like the York Ridge Runners crew, the Conestoga Cowboys, all the cool groups down here. And you just started running not too long ago, right?
I've been running for maybe 17, 18 years, but like 2016 is the first I ran trails. So I did the 25 in 2016. I think that's right. Yeah. So in the last 8 years, it's been, I've gotten the bug and the trail bug.
Mm-hmm. You discovered the magic of the trail.
Yeah.
Real quick, are you headed back to Heiner again this year?
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah. That's kind of become like Christmas to me. I don't do too many like races, but Heiner like just is now on the calendar. I love that. Yeah. I don't have a lot of races to compare to, but.
Yeah. And you don't race a ton, but you kind of create your own challenges. And so it was like, well, let's have you on, talk about some of these things that you've done and how you pull it off. So what was the first challenge that you, or adventure, where choose your own adventure? What was the first one you created for yourself? How did that one go?
Yeah, so that's kind of what started it all. I was, and I kind of touched on this whenever you read my race report for the Mason-Dixon Longest Day. But I was complaining to some work friends about just like couldn't fit races in. You have to plan so far ahead. And, you know, like, I don't know what my kids are going to do 6 months from now on that Saturday. So that's what kind of started it. So I planned my first 50K because I was wanting to run an ultra. And when I started planning that, I planned that on the Mason-Dixon Trail, and I learned some hard lessons in planning that because I was not super familiar with the Mason-Dixon Trail at that point. Mm-hmm. So I mapped out. I used their website and the distance calculator, and like I'm going to start here and I'm going to end at High Point because I thought, oh, that'd be cool. So I know that anybody that's listened has heard Grace talk about the section that's called the Three Bitches or Four Bitches or the
four of them. There's definitely four.
Yeah. And sometimes it feels like eight. Like,
yes. That's called, you know what a down and back is called of the four bitches?
No.
It's Octobitch.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Julia came up with that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think you should do that at least once a year. I think that's a good, that should just be a good life choice. But anyways, yeah. So funny story about planning that one is I planned it out. And then I had one of my coworkers, Todd Yingling. He said, I'll run it with you. And he had done the distance before. So like I wasn't at that time, I didn't have a lot of time to get out on the trails and scout around. But Todd was like, oh, I'll go scout some. And he wasn't familiar with those climbs either. And so the one day I dropped him off, we dropped his car off and I dropped him off where he was starting. And he was like, I'm just going to run to my vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's funny. We retell that story sometimes. He's like, he reached that first climb and he said, he sat down like, the trail goes there? Like, are you kidding me? And he ended up being late. I think he had to Like he was late to pick up his kids, like completely. Yeah. So that was all scouting for that 50K.
It is such a difficult section. Anybody who says they're going to quote unquote run that section, I'm always like, that's cute. That's cute.
You think you're going to run. There are some really sweet runnable sections mixed in there. But
yeah.
Eric, have you ever come down and run that section?
Nope.
When you do, please let all of us know. We'll just make we'll make that adventure. We'll plan that together.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Cause it's a beautiful section.
It really is.
But yeah. So, and we actually named that. One thing I like to do, I don't always do this, but one thing I like to do is name the adventure, you know, once you figure out like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And so since Todd was running it with me, it was, I think it was Daryl and Todd's excellent adventure. And we did some Photoshop with like the Bill and Ted's excellent adventure.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So just because it's not a race doesn't mean you can't like make some like cool swag, print it out, put it at your desk at work. Yeah. So yeah, that's what started it all. And yeah, it was fun.
That is fun. I'm going to have to remember that. I'm going to have to name my own adventures. I have a couple of friends who've done some cool ones. One that was the pretzel hut to, I don't remember the name of it, but it's like pretzel hut, Governor Dick, something. I don't remember. It's some good names for some adventures out there with the hut, the Dick hut. It had something to do with that.
Sure.
Dick is the name of the area over there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So you can do some nice play on words.
So we gotta name our adventures. I like it. That's our first tip.
Yeah. Like the year Heiner got canceled. There was a group of us that was planning on going up, and we were like, and some people were training, like that was like the first that they were going to go the 25K distance. It's like, man, I did all this training and like, they're not going to be able to do it. So we just planned one and we called it the next best thing. We did a 25K on the Mason-Dixon, you know, and
yeah,
you know, like, yeah, you just have fun with it and make it your own thing. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jess has it. It's the hut to Dick. Yeah, that's what it was.
Hut to Dick. Oh, right. So you're running from the pretzel hut up to Governor
Dick. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so we got to name it, do some scouting ahead of time and leave plenty of time for that scouting.
Yeah, and if you have a friend that is a sucker, send them to scout the tough parts. that's always a good one.
Great tips. Okay, so you had your 50K adventure. I know you just finished up one and we'll get to that. Are there other ones in between worthy of mentioning before we get to the one that you just did on the general?
Yeah. I think it might have been 2 years ago now, 2 or 3 years ago. We did the first 100K of the Mason-Dixon. So from the where it connects to the AT.
Okay.
The whole way to Shanks Mare, which is the end of the longest day.
Yeah. So Whiskey Springs to
Shanks Mare.
To Shanks Mare. Okay.
Yeah, that's 100K. And that, I can't own the name on this. Jake Landon, he's the first one to do that distance or that section. And that's the Wild West 100K. Because it's the Western end of the,
Nice. So, good name. Yeah. Did Jake come up with that? Because Jake is great at coming up with
names. Yeah, Jake is odd. I'm pretty sure that's, I think he came up with it. Yeah. Yeah, and if you run any section of the Mason-Dixon, and you see segments, Strava segments that have really cool names, they're most likely ones created by Jake. He's awesome for that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So and there, I mean, I can't think of anything right now. Those are probably the most significant ones.
All right. And now tell us about the most recent one, which is the general repeats of the general. What is the name of this thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So this one started out with a little different purpose. So I didn't even have a name for this one. I realized I've never run through the night. Like I've done 100K is the longest distance I've done. I've never gone through the night, never saw the sunset, never saw the sunrise all in the same run. I was like, I just want to try that. And I was wanting to experiment a little bit with like that whole being awake for, you know, 24 hours plus, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that was the, like, you know, that was kind of why I was doing it. And so like, I run the general every so often with the Cowboys. So it was like, that's a 10 mile, like it's 5 miles out, 5 miles back. So yeah, it's a 10 mile loop. So like if I park my truck, it's easy to crew myself. So that's what I was like, I'll just start on Friday and I'll at least go to sunrise on Sunday. So I got up and worked that morning. So I was up at 5 a.m. So I was like, this is good. I'll go work. And I happened to get out of work early that day. So I was able to start just a little bit after afternoon and then just started going. And I did, since I was, my goal was just to go till the next morning. I didn't really have a distance goal in mind. You know, it was more just, let's just go. I was going to keep it easy. I would run the flats and the downs, hike the uphills, just go with it and we'll see where I end up. So that's what I did. The weather was nice, which that's the other thing about planning your own adventure. Like different than the FKT, you don't have, there's no pace and there's no pressure to race it. Like you can just go, you know, so it's great if you've never done that distance, you know, like you can just go, I'm going to go try it. Because you hear it said, like you don't have to run a marathon in training to race a marathon, or you don't have to run 100 miles to race 100 miles. But you can, and I think it's kind of nice. Like you can go, like if you have this goal race and it's the first time you're ever going to do a half marathon or a marathon or a 50K, whatever it is, you put so much weight on that day. If that's the first time you run it, then like we know that the first time you do these things, a lot of times it doesn't go the way you imagine it to. So why not do it on your own time when you can, like race day, you don't get to pick the weather. But if you go 3 months from now, I want to do this distance. And, you know, you're coming up 3 months, then you pick the best weekend. You go, oh, here's the weather is working, or the schedule's working, you know. So you kind of make it, it's a good way to like try out the new things, you know. So that's, So what's it? I was like, oh, and I also was trying some different food and that sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
What was the all-nighter like? I mean, did you like it, not like it?
It was fun. Now, I was really spoiled because so when I do these things, I always plan it so that I go, I know I can do it on my own solo. I don't want to have to rely on anybody else's schedule. So, like, whether it's point to point, I can do drops every 10 miles or 5 miles, whatever. But then once I had it all in place, the plan in place, like in this one, the general repeats, the week before, I just put a message out in the group chat for the Ridge Runners and just said, hey, I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing repeats. If you want to come out, run some or all of it, like come join me, you know, it'll be fun. And so I ended up doing 7 generals. So I did 70, just under 73 miles. And only 2 of them did I run completely by myself. So like, yeah, so there's, it's just, that's the cool thing. We're friends with enough idiots that, you know, there's, everybody's like, oh, that sounds cool. I'll be out at like, you know, my family goes to bed at 10. I'll be there at 11 and run until 3, or, you know? So it's really cool. Yeah. So, and that made the night go much easier, you know, it's.
And what vert did you end up with?
Oh, what was it?
It was a lot.
So, I mean, the generals, depending on your watch and the day, right around 1,900 feet, 2,000.
Yeah.
So I think I was just under, is it just under 13? But 7 times 2 is 14. So I was just under 14. Yeah, maybe 13, 13 and a half, something like that.
Yeah. So between 13, 14,000 feet of gain. Yeah. For 70 some miler. We do have vertical gain down here in southern Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The general would be another one for you to come down and run as well, Eric. Although that, I mean, you can run it at any time, but the official general or the Lizzie is
Yeah,
and that's probably, the truth is that's probably a more appropriate name.
So like, do you want to tell the story of what the general is? Because there is an area called the general on the Appalachian Trail, but this is the general on the Mason-Dixon Trail, which is, it's truly just something that us locals call it. We call it the general. So do you want to explain what that is and how it got the name?
Sure. And what's funny is it's not official, but if you pull up on Strava, it shows up the general on Strava because it's been tagged so many times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was Joe Nardo and Anthony Wallach during the pandemic were just looking, tooling around, looking for things to do, like runs, because everything was canceled. And they would be able to say the exact date that it started. But they found this route running from Wrightsville south on the Mason-Dixon. And it loops around this old family cemetery from, I want to say, like the 16, 1700s are some of the oldest stones on it. And then it comes back into Wrightsville. And
The Dritt family.
Dritt family, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's a character, one of the Dritt family members. He's referred to as the general, but I don't know that he was, like, if you read on the history of it, I don't think he was ever truly a general in any army. Maybe it was something else, but he one night decided he was going to cross the Susquehanna into Columbia, and it was icy. There was all these ice masses, and he ended up not making it across. He drowned. Wow. And they found his body down in Maryland somewhere. And he's buried
in Maryland.
Yeah. And that grave you can't even find it anymore. Like that's been lost. But his family and his wife, who is Elizabeth Dritt, her headstone is in that cemetery, and it mentions that she's the wife of General Dritt. So it was named after him, but like he's not even in that graveyard. So the Miss Elizabeth or Lizzie is probably even a better name for it. It was started to be called the General. They run it on Wednesday nights, and it's been run every Wednesday night since. At least one person has done it.
Yeah, and, I think it's been going on for 4 years, I think.
Yeah, since 2020. So yeah, we're coming up on the 4 year anniversary. Yeah. So
Yeah.
And for a while it was the first time I went out, like I went out a little afraid because like there are some studs that run that and they were running fast.
Times
every week. It was like, I need to show up on my A game and hope they have like a C game day and I can keep up because
every once in a while, you never know who's going to show up. Zach Miller comes every once in a while.
The segments on that course are probably one of the highest contested segments in all of York County for sure.
Absolutely. And on the women's side too. I mean, Katie O'Regan, she's a beast and there's some very fast women's times, some very fast men's times. I mean, the crowns on this section are just ridiculous. And so there's so many cool things about this section. There's even two sections that you can only get when there's Beat the Gate North and Beat the Gate South. So there's two sections that you can only get when the yellow gate to the employee lot is open. So you have to wait for an employee to leave work and then try to get through the gate. I was with a group. Who was that? It was one of the group runs, like a Tuesday night group run. Okay. It wasn't the normal Wednesday night. So it was a different group. And I happened to see that the gate was open. And up until that point on the group run, I was way in the back of the pack. Like I was last coming up there. And then I saw the gate open and I just start sprinting. And I think the people who didn't know about that segment are just like, what is going on with her?
Right. Yeah, he's chasing her. Yeah.
But I ended up doing like my personal best, I think, that day, sprinting through the gate. So I think I freaked some people out. But highly, highly contested. It's some pretty cool times.
Yeah.
And anywhere between, I mean, on some low nights, if you got a lot of ice and it's dark and that kind of stuff, it might be just a handful of people up to 20, 30. We've had Hoka come out to do to let us try out shoes. We've got all kinds of cool stuff. So I have a couple of fun stories from the general that I have to tell. This is one of my favorites.
You could do a long weekend.
Yeah.
Eric, come down, start it on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll rip the general on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hang out, do something else on Thursday. And then Friday we can go. Do what did you call the
Octobitch.
Yeah.
I think Thursday you head over across and you do Kelly's Run and Pinnacle and
get over on the Conestoga would be great. Yeah.
The Stoga.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. You said it's 5 miles out and back. It's 10 miles total.
Yeah.
So So even 10 times would be an even 100 miler.
Well, I was going to say, so that was the discussion. So, yeah, when I ran, while I was running that night, in the back of my head, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get about 7 or 8 till the sun comes up. But then I'm like, which was a PR for me. Yeah. And I'm like, man, only 3 or 4 more? Like, I should just hit 100. Like, yeah, I really should.
Yeah.
And I was toying with it. I had the time. Mm-hmm. And my watch died. We were back at the truck. And my buddy Tim Crow was like, there was something else that was running back to their vehicle up at High Point. And he's like, no, just go to High Point. Like, you don't have to do the whole thing. Just like, let's just go a little bit more. And I was okay. And I was just about there. And then my watch died. And I thought it lost the entire move. Like, it was like, and I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done. Like, but yeah, I kind of realized that, like, you know, which I've heard it said before, but I've never experienced it so drastically. But it was like, you set your A goal and then you set a B goal.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you hit one of those goals, it takes so little to convince you to not chase the other one. I was like, I saw the sunrise. That's good enough. You know? Yeah. And then, like, for the rest of the weekend, I was like, man, I could have just, like, cause I physically had it. I wasn't pushing hard. Like, I just was tired and had been out there for a while and my watch died.
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the downfalls is you don't have like a buckle enticing you or that FKT right. or something like that. But, you know, you just made me think of another benefit trying to get Eric to come down here is you can do these in the middle of the week too.
Right.
I mean, that's a really cool benefit is you can do this on a Wednesday, Thursday. And
how is that getting me to come down? Do I not work or something? What are you saying?
No, I just mean a benefit in general because he had mentioned you coming down on a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Right.
But, so you can do this kind of stuff
there because we were in the group chat with the Cowboys. Somebody piped up. So who's going to be the first to do 10? And so it's there. Yeah, it's a good
one. Let's see if it's a female.
Yeah. And here, I think whoever, I mean, speaking of naming things, whoever's the first one to run it, the 100 miles on the general, you get to pick the name of what that 100 miler is.
Agreed.
Get creative, name it what you want.
But, agreed.
Yeah.
And I think there's another one in the area, the Susky Super Loop.
I was going to say, I just saw Chris... Bomber, I think is his last name. I've just met him, got to know him recently through running the general, but he just did the Susky Super Loop.
I saw that.
I've been curious to see who was going to do it next because of the new section of the Enola Low Grade Trail opening up, and I think he might be the first one to have done it since then. So the last person I knew who did it, I think, was James Weaver.
Okay.
But I think. Was it James who did it first? And I think he named it. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
But you do get to name it.
It's something that Eddie Pantoja would have done as well.
Probably. Yeah. I'm sure. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I think John Farmer, I think, has done it as well. But I don't think he was the first. But yeah. So but that's, I mean, and that one you have to be the same with the general. The general has some roads mixed in it. So you get a mix of road and trail. So. Yeah. But like that whole, like me realizing that, that it was so easy to quit,
mm-hmm.
but I learned that, or I experienced that on my own adventure, not on a race that I planned for 6 months. I paid money for, rearranged the family schedule. Like it happened. So it's like, that's the best place for that to learn that, you know, like you learn things on those days. And even if it goes sideways and you don't hit your goal,
mm-hmm.
that's okay, you know.
Yeah. And I think you learned,
Eric, you talk a lot about having nipple problems. Like you had a whole episode. And
I've never, a lot of nipple problems.
I've never had a chapped or chafed nipple.
Wow.
I don't know what's different. But, and I knew this, and I was reminded of it again, that I have taint chapping issues.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you, at what point did you discover this though?
at like mile, I don't know, probably between 40 and 50, I was like, ooh, that's great. I need to take care of that. And I took care of it and it was already too late. Like, you know, until you get back to the truck, you're like, oh yeah, let's lube up.
Oh, you got to bring some lube. Got to bring
lube. Do you have a super hairy chest?
Not really.
Huh. Like, you never had any chafed nipples.
Yeah.
Wow. No. You must have magic nipples.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But my taint is not magic.
Okay. No, that's a quote right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can write that down. There's no magic there.
No, Carol does not have a magic taint. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you can learn a lot though. And I think it is helpful. Like, you can only learn so much on a 20-mile long run, and leading up to a big race, a lot of people do back-to-back long runs. I do think that's a good idea, but there are some things that you just can't experience until you get past like the 8-hour mark, because your body does different magical things. Sure. After 8 hours and then after 12 hours. And when you head into sleep deprivation, when you're past 20 hours, my first time doing past 24 was up at your adventure, Eric, the idiot adventure.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I experienced hallucinations, was after hitting that mark. So I think it really is helpful. You learn so much doing these much longer adventures, or just custom things where you're saying, hey, maybe it could still be, you know, a 4-hour, 6-hour adventure, but it's all at night, you know, just so you can experience things, because it is harder to navigate at night. Like, most people are going to move slower.
Well, you know? And not to get off the point, but like, as far as training goes and that last big double long run before a big event or race, you want to get those miles in, but you also want to replicate the conditions that are probably going to be out there. So if it's a summer, if it's going to be a humid summer race, more than likely chance of thunderstorms, well then go out there and run in that horrible thunderstorm in the 90 degree humid weather, because hopefully you'll rub your taint raw and learn something from it. And then you can keep that for the race. Important though, like, it's not just about the miles, it's about replicating everything that could go wrong in that race or that adventure.
I think this kind of stuff is so good for that. And you know, you're not having to pay a race registration. You can invite some friends along, make it fun, and do it on your own schedule, your own time. You can start it at 5 o'clock if you want, you know, you can kind of do whatever you want with it. So I love these adventures. I can't wait to plan more of them. Do you have another one planned?
No. Although, if I happened upon a free weekend that I don't have anything going, I might just have to go try to do 10 of them. Like,
that carrot's gonna be there.
I would be thrilled if somebody else beats me to it.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't mind being the first one to do it. But I don't. Yeah. I don't have any weekends carved out for that. Life's busy. But So no adventures. Yeah. So that's racist.
I'd like to point, like, the set. What'd you end up with? 70 what miles?
72 and change.
72 miles for just the adventure of it. So like, I've done FKTs that are that. I don't know if I've even gone that long.
It was longer than that.
Yeah,
mid-state was. Yeah, you're right. But what I'm getting at is that's an impressive distance for just doing it strictly for fun.
Right.
And when I say fun, I say fun in quotations.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you said, you saw the sunrise and you quit, and then you look back and thought you could have gone longer. No, the 70 plus miles, even 100K, that's pretty crazy just for fun. There's not too many people I know that want to do that.
Maybe people aren't thinking about it. You know, I don't know.
I think you're special.
I don't know. We know we run in some pretty crazy circles because, there's plenty of people out there just doing dumb stuff just for fun. But
Leg destroyer repeats.
Yeah.
Which I've done.
Yeah, I would like to get up there and see that.
I've had a couple of, I haven't had an adventure, I don't think, that big, unless it was an FKT. I think, Eric, I'm with you. I don't think I've done that.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I still need that, that finish, the reason to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like to do, he makes me want to do these adventures, but I don't know if that's a good enough reason for me to
come. Yeah, I want to do the Suski.
What are you saying? Are you saying that I'm like extra broken?
You're extra special. No, I want to make it clear how impressive I think it is to be able to do that just to say you did it, not to hopefully get your name on the FKT board. Mm-hmm. Not because somebody else said, hey, let's do this together. Although I 100% agree with you, like your adventure had to be awesome because so many people came out. And like Matt Smith already said, he says, if you end up doing the 10 loops, let him know, he'll come out. Like that's what I was thinking. Like, dude, send me a message if a weekend ever pops in your head. And if I'm free, I will come down and do some of it with you. Just because.
Finally. So you'll come. You will come see Daryl for 10 loops.
There we go.
He comes down for everybody else.
Extra motivation.
Everybody but me.
Come down for me and not Grace.
Eric, I would do it just for that. Good. Yeah.
Guess what registration is up there? Yes, you get to beat me. Thank you, Daryl. Now you're definitely going to do it.
Yeah, so, man.
Registration for my race is open.
Once my calendar is free.
I tell you what. He's never going to come visit me.
That would be good. Yeah. We'll send her selfies from up on High Point.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we can take pictures of our chafed taints, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
You go ahead. You let me know the date. Becky, call me.
Yeah.
Becky and I will do it a few days prior. It's fine.
He's giggling in the other room.
So I mean, that's some more motivation to have you come down. But no, I will say that that's the cool thing. And if anybody I know, like, we're pretty spoiled. I think if you're part of like the Idiot Runner groups or down here in the Ridge Runners, and I know there's a lot of other really good groups around, but if someone's new to this and they don't know, or maybe they just joined the Idiot Runners and they're kind of they feel like they're on the periphery and they don't know, or like everybody in the group, and or maybe they hear all these crazy distances, but they're still working on, you know, running their first 10 mile or half marathon or whatever. Like, don't ever, like, just throw it out there. Say, hey, I'm doing this, and people will come out of the woodwork. They did that. The Ridge Runners did that. I wasn't able to go. That was maybe last summer or the year before. They did they called it the Batwing. That's over at, I think Larry Baker ran his first 50K that day, and a bunch of other people did. You know, people just, if you plan, put a little bit of planning and say, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, people will show up and have fun.
And I think you could say that because we, you know, I like to include all of our listeners. We have plenty of people out, you know, the three of us live in Pennsylvania. There's plenty of people living outside of Pennsylvania listening in. And quite literally, if you throw something out there in one of these Facebook groups, you might even have people coming from out of state. Like, that's just, right. You know, if I will hop on a plane, I will drive up to New York for something. Is that the train?
No, I live down like half a block from the fire hall.
Oh, okay.
And the call went in that the taint was on fire. I always forget that even happens, but until I saw your face.
I heard something faint coming on, and then all of a sudden I got closer. I thought it was a jet crashing or something.
Yeah.
It was a Donnie Darko moment. So,
but you're right, Grace. People will join from all over if someone just throws it out in these Facebook groups. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm always down for an adventure, especially now that I'm wrapping up some stuff. I'm looking for fun adventures to do this summer. And I think a lot of people in the group are too. You'd be surprised I know when I had it in my head, I had made a last minute decision to do the Conestoga Trail when I did the Conestoga FKT. And that was very much a last minute decision because my race that weekend had deferred. It was when the lockdown, it had not started until the next day, like after my FKT. But I remember just putting some feelers out there and just saying, hey, I'm looking for some help with directions. And that's when James Weaver was like, oh, I'll come join you for right. the last, he ended up joining me for the last 10 miles after he got out of work. And I did not expect that at all. And he and I had never met the guy and we were in lockdown and you just never know if somebody will be willing to come out and help you out from another state, somebody you don't know. Yeah. That sounds really creepy, but
no, yeah, but it's perfect. Not as creepy as Eric suggesting we take pictures of our taints, but
correct. Not nearly yeah. as creepy. There's a lot of things that are not that creepy. Yeah. That's pretty high on the creeper list.
I was just joking. I swear.
Hey, I didn't take it the way you meant it. We're fine. Yeah.
No, but like, honestly, there's big stuff all over the state of PA and to cover PA itself, Pennsylvania PA is not that big.
Yeah.
So like you guys are talking about this stuff even down towards you, but
yeah.
Bottom line is like West Wind Rim Trail up here, which is a very popular 50K, 30 mile trail. Beautiful views of the Pine Creek Valley. Like that, I always use that as one example of like, man, if you've never adventured and kind of gone on something a little longer and slower, wow, let's go do this trail.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And real quick, you were talking about meeting people that you had never met before. When we were running the Wild West 100K, so we started at Whiskey Spring. Is that
Whiskey Springs? Yeah.
Whiskey Springs, and we were coming over High Point. It was just starting to get dark, and we see this light coming up High Point the other way, and we hear this voice, and someone's like, what are you, Daryl Heyman? And I'm like, who the heck is this? Here was Eddie Pantoja, who had heard of
Jumbo.
I'd never met him.
Yeah.
And I forget, he had done something crazy. Like he was down in Maryland, had run a race down there. I think maybe Rob Bartholomew had a race, or maybe he's just doing something on his own. Then Eddie rode his bike the whole way up to Shanks Mare, which is, I don't know, like probably a 30 to 50 mile ride. I don't know. It's a ways. And then started running north on the Mason-Dixon until he ran into me. And then we ran back to his vehicle. So, yeah, Eddie was just like, he didn't even, like, jump in on the plans. He was just like, I think I can find him. And,
that sounds like Eddie.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty cool.
And he's one of those.
Mason-Dixon.
He's Mr. Mason Dixon, and if there is a low-key adventure, he is down for it. I mean, talk about doing adventures and not getting credit for it. He did the Mason Dixon Trail at least 4 times, because I know he did it once every season, the full 200 miles 4 times, and never once submitted it for an FKT.
Yeah.
And he even did it.
How he rolled.
Self-supported? I think it was self-supported. I don't think it was unsupported.
I always forget which. He did one where you load everything on your back and you take it.
Oh, that's unsupported then. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he had done that yet.
Yeah, he did. It was one of the 4 because he was talking about how uncomfortable that got in the shoulders. Just not.
It's a different adventure
to start off with. But yeah, I think that was. I remember him saying that was pretty miserable, but he did it. Yeah.
It's wild hearing some of the crazy adventures that people are doing and just kind of doing it on their own or doing it with friends. I love hearing about this stuff. I think it's very cool. And I hope more people, I don't know. I hope that kind of stuff catches fire like your taint.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. the good thing is like, the pain only lasts so long.
That's right.
Temporary.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing with these adventures is you can scale it. Like, it doesn't have to be 12 hours, 24 hours, something like that. It can be a smaller adventure. It can even be something that's just a challenge in your head. I think one of the best ways to get through a situation that you don't like. I know one of the things that I used to hate is running on a windy day. I just like, oh, I was like, man, I can't, I hate the wind. And I did the Goggins challenge, and it was on a weekend that was really, really windy. And it was like, man, I could just not do this. Cause I didn't tell anybody. I think I told like one or two people. And my plan was to kind of low key, just do it by myself. And it got really windy. I was like, I don't have to, but then it was, hey, maybe this is my opportunity to get over that, to get over hating running in the wind, because I know I could do it through the Goggins challenge. So I know I can do it on race day. And it's the same thing, like you were saying, Eric, if it's really storm and raining out, you know, if you hate running this particular section on a particular trail, just do repeats of that thing. You know, I did repeats one time of I call it the Never Ending Hill, but the Posey Road Hill, Daryl, of Mason Dixon.
You didn't tell me about that. You're running north, right? Coming up into the state game lines?
Just did repeats. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're going north, it's an uphill climb into the state game lands. Just did repeats there. And then it just kind of diminishes its power over you, I think. Yeah. So I love taking some of these challenges and then just saying, what are those things that I really kind of sour my mood in a race? And I'm going to beat it out in training, I think, you know?
Yeah. Grit your teeth and smile. I mean, it helps a lot.
Yeah, I always say if hills are what you think you hate, then every time you hit them, we love hills.
Yeah. Yes.
Just say the opposite of what you're feeling until you don't feel that anymore.
It works. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Heiner on your schedule, Daryl. Anything else?
Yeah. And then I don't typically race very often other than Heiner in some local stuff. And I never go out of state, but I'm breaking that rule. Because I always say there's so much that I still want to do in state. Why would I travel out of state? Mm. But yeah, in June, I'm going to try Last Man Standing event, Mid-State Mile.
Nice.
So that's Father's Day weekend.
I've heard good things. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I've been hooked on the idea of that race since the first year they had it. And so finally this year we'll make it happen. So.
Yeah, I think Jill Dennis has done that one, right?
Yeah, yep. She did the so the Mid-State Mile is the one they do in June, and that's Last Man Standing. And then she also did in December on the same course, they do a timed event. She did the 40-hour, you know, as far as you can go in 40 hours. So, so she's done both of those. So, yeah, I hit her up for advice already. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's a beast. She's having a good year already. I can't wait.
Yeah, killing it. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, question did come into the chat. Are you running the Rob Burrito's Gut Run this year in your burrito costume?
I don't know. What is the date on that? That's coming up soon, isn't it? It's March.
It is. It's this month. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not know, but I still have the burrito costume and a spare one. So there,
the 20, it's on the 23rd.
Okay. I'll have to check. I don't know for sure.
We don't have a solid answer on that one.
That actually was the first weekend that I met you, Eric.
Was it?
I remember I was like, wow, dude drove the whole way down here for this kind of torture. So,
You know, it's the same thing as what we were talking about though. A friend near me, Chris Young, who's coming down this year again to do it. And I'm tempted to go with him. I probably won't, but He said he was coming down. I was like, well, screw it. Let's go.
Right. You know? Yeah. So, well, I mean, or maybe come down and do the ultra one, start in Lancaster.
Although if I do the burrito challenge thing, the Rob Burrito challenge, I could probably get the fiery taint that way also.
You could. Yeah,
you know, there is more than one way to get a fiery taint.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could also register for Slipside Slumber Party, which registration is open for. I'm just throwing it out there. It's on Ultra Sign Up, Slipside Slumber Party. It's a 3-hour timed event. It's a 1.5 mile, about 600 feet of gain.
That's a fun one.
per loop. It is a lot of fun. It's a party. It's at night on a ski slope. It's the highest point in York County, and you get to see York County all lit up. And we play music, and you can, the cool thing about the race is that you can actually bring your friends and family, and they can watch you for most of the course, which is kind of cool.
Because it's a short loop, it's one where the party can actually happen in the front as well.
Right. Yes.
Not just in the back.
Party in the front and the back and the middle.
It's just a party all around.
Yeah, when you can't lose,
There's a party at the top.
You probably won't get a bloody nipple or a fiery taint. So,
probably not.
Yeah.
If you wear Skechers, however, the story might be different. Have you heard of this? So Barb's husband, Chris, he signs up every year and he wears his lawn shoes, which is an old pair of Skechers. And this is a black diamond slope that we're on. And it is not conducive to Skechers. And you did it in sandals last year, Daryl. I don't know. I want to say that sandals might be easier than Skechers, though.
Yeah, I was surprised. Sandals went better than I expected. That was an experiment. So,
Daryl, how old is the beard?
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's kind of like kids. Once they hit a certain age, you stop paying attention to how old they are. I don't remember.
Okay, fair enough.
Long
What's
enough,
the girth? Off. Like, do you know how many inches around it is?
I know you well, Grace.
It made me laugh.
Depends how hard you squeeze it, Grace.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't know.
Be gentle with it, Daryl.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
It's got some fluff to it. I'm just saying, like, if you compare it to a Jeff Kearns, it's very girthy.
Yeah. Jeff definitely had me. His was longer for quite some time. And then actually when he came out and ran some of the general repeats, I noticed he had trimmed it up. And Eric, I don't know if this helps you. I mean, I think you know that I was very disappointed when you cut your beard.
I do.
But because I listened to you guys, and this may have ruined it tonight, but because I listened to you only, I still, when I hear your voice, I hear the beard. So in my fantasies, you're still the beard.
That's the best thing anybody said to me in at least the past week or two.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow. Yeah. So. In his fantasies, he still hears the beard. Come on, we got to end with that.
Yeah, we got to. That's a great way to wrap it up.
I will be back one day, Daryl. I promise you, it'll be back.
Awesome.
When that day comes, we will intertwine our beards and fiery taints.
This has been an adventure of an episode. I mean, this was an unplanned adventure of an episode in itself. Daryl, thank you so much for coming on and for being such a big supporter. Thanks for being such a big supporter. Throughout the first year, and you do have an episode of the Mullet Chronicles. You have the very first episode. Yeah. And so we appreciate you. I don't know.
And we will be
being
at
a supporter
Heiner
of all the things.
Make sure you stop at Heiner and talk to us.
Yeah. Can we, is it possible for someone to call into your live stream from out on the course at Heiner? I guess
I'm going to go with yes, because we need to try that.
Because here's my idea.
Uh-huh.
Is where I am in the pack generally, because the last 2 years I've done the 50K. And I am usually, you know how the 50K does that little out and a little lollipop. And then you see I am usually on the stem of the lollipop when the front runners are coming back through.
Yeah.
So if I could live stream on the course, we could call out who, like, first, second, third of the 50K.
Let's make it happen.
It would be fun to try.
Yeah.
We could do it, because all we got to do is schedule you. You just have to have the same link you did today.
Oh, that's right.
You can pop on whenever you can. Yeah, it will work.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to make this happen. We're going to make it happen.
So you can't, you cannot improve your speed or anything from this point forward. You have to make sure you time it perfectly to be able to do
this. Yeah.
Don't get any faster. So our new correspondent, Daryl Magic Nipples Layman, will be out on the course during our lives.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Firecrotch Layman will be out on the course.
Perfect.
So our new correspondent. Thank you for joining the team.
Yep.
Thank you for joining the episode. Eric, what do you have going on this weekend?
Just trying to get the miles in. I got apparently some 100 miler next weekend that you Becky do. And I are doing. I'm still not sure what I'm going to attempt. I should just, I'll throw this out to everyone. Do I just run the 100 miler knowing that I'm nowhere near prepared and just get where I can, get what I can? Mm-hmm. Do I drop down to 100K or the 50 mile distance and do that? I don't know. And you have to realize I'm 2 months out of zero training right now. So I'm just trying to be smart.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
But yeah. Hopefully getting some good long runs in this weekend. Double long run to finish off to a week long short taper.
Yeah, that's a very short taper, but you know, why not? See how it goes.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So what about you, Grace? What are you doing?
Hey, thanks for asking, Eric. I'm heading back to Conquer the Wall in West Virginia. My nemesis is definitely road running. And so I am doing 2 mile road loops for 47 hours. And I did it last year and I did my best, but I think I can do better. So I'm headed back at least to have a better attitude. Even if I do the same distance, but I have more fun, that's going to be a win for me. I'm excited. Monica's going to be there. Tessa is going to be there. My sister is going to be there. My sister's friend is going to be there. Matt's going to be there. I mean, we're going to have a blast down in West Virginia going in circles for 47 hours.
I want to hear about a lot less car sleeping from you.
Same. That is the plan.
Okay, good. Glad we're on
a
the same.
A lot less whining.
Make it happen and you'll crush your previous goal by just doing that.
I think so,
the weather looking, I know we're still a week out, but does it look somewhat reasonable?
Yeah, it looks reasonable. Friday and Saturday look pretty good, 50s and 60s. And then temps are, so far, they're supposed to drop Saturday night into the high 30s. So I'm not super excited about that, but that's all right. You know, probably some rain. I mean, we usually get some rain, but I'll take 50s and 60s for most of it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good compared to what it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cool. I'm super excited for this weekend. We will talk about it on Monday.
I was just going to say, do you want to be on our my Running Mullet show on Monday?
What?
To talk about it?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, don't get too excited. I'll think about it. Yeah,
I'm so excited. What do I wear? What do I wear?
You have 47 hours to think about that.
This is intense.
Yeah. Maybe you can get some other runner down there to be on with you. I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Just let me think about it. Let me process.
So the only way you're going to do that, I'm going to allow you to do that, is if you have a successful race. So don't screw this up.
All right. Don't screw it up. Okay. Got it. And then I get to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, a section of the show. I'm not going to promise you're going to be on the whole time. People get tired.
Of course.
Hearing you.
Yeah. They don't want to hear from me anyway. Yeah.
All right. We good?
We're good. It was a good show. Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Eric.
You're muted already.
See you everybody next week. Bye.
All right. Have a good night, everyone. See you next week.